T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. April 9th, it's Seattle Rock Day, which means nothing but your favorite rock from the Pacific Northwest. That's actually a week from today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a week from today, celebrate music of the Northwest, buddy. And also, Seattle Rock Day is going to spotlight and support the amazing work of Smash. If you haven't heard about these guys, it's Seattle Musicians Access to Sustainable Healthcare. And Smash does a great job basically making sure that e-health and online mental health and substance abuse disorder appointments can be made easy and made attainable for musicians. And you can help support that. Every buck, up to $20,000, is going to be matched. Your money does twice as much good. You want more info? You want to donate? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa!
Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to beat. Turned out for Thursday.
What?
It's Thursday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, buddy.
Friday Junior. Then the weekend's here.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Where you can spend it indoors, like every other freaking day of the week. Well, look at you. You're sounding almost like you're getting a little done with all this.
Oh, you have no idea,
dude. You got another month.
You think?
Yeah, you got another month, buddy.
Just extend that. It's going to be from now on. You know?
I see. So you, a part of your upset is that you're actually just catastrophizing into the future.
See, I like the fact that I can be a recluse and stay in my house. I don't like the fact that I'm being told I have to do that. I want to say, fair. I don't want to do that with you by my own choice. I don't want to have people say, you can't do that.
And
that's
now
BS.
Now you understand the problem of the world, and that is a person's mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where all the issues really stem, is right there, buddy.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Scott in Seattle. Scott, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
A chance to be a recluse like the Rev. Do nothing. But one day, you'll get a call from us with a special prize that we just don't know what it is as of right now.
No, we don't.
Nope. But one day, we'll find out.
One day.
I don't know when that day will be.
But
someday.
It'll be a long time from now.
All right, Steve. Get out of here.
This will never end.
Get out.
Wow. Yeah. That's right, Rev. For you, it'll never end. For Steve, he must leave.
For those playing at home, Scott will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Scott, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Finish the title of the Don Bluth animated movie, All Dogs What?
Go to Heaven.
Yes, the first episode of Stranger Things aired in which year?
2015.
No.
2016.
Yes. Where on the body is the jugular vein located?
The neck.
Yes, the jaguar is native to one of which two continents?
South America.
Yes. Oh, who directed the 90s movie Saving Private Ryan?
Steven Spielberg.
Yes, Childish Gambino won 4 Grammys for the 2018 song This Is What?
Real Life?
No.
This Is America.
Yes, what flavor of liqueur is Aftershock?
Cinnamon?
Yes, in which decade was former President Ronald Reagan born?
20s.
No.
30s.
No.
10s.
Yes, in which movie did Spider-Man make his first appearance in the MCU? Well, 8 correct is still a really good score.
And somebody remind me, because you brought up Spielberg, somebody remind me I've got a good pro tip for guys, a good show they can watch with their women and or anybody who's romantic, and you're going to get points this weekend.
It's got a Spielberg
vein? Spielberg actually produced it.
Oh.
I'll tell you, just remind me after we do this.
Yep,
because
we can't say anything right now because Steve's coming in here, and we don't want to give him any extra bonus.
Give him nothing. Don't give him that bonus, Jonas.
Oh. Why'd I use the bonus word?
You did.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
Finish the title of the Don Bluth animated movie, All Dogs What?
Oh, I cry like, oh, you know what in that one. All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yes. The first episode of Stranger Things aired in which year?
Ooh, 2015?
No.
Ooh. 2016.
Yes. Where on the body is the jugular vein located?
The neck.
Yes. The jaguar is native to one of which two continents?
Jacksonville.
No.
Oh, nice.
Africa.
No.
South America.
Yes.
Good job.
Who directed the 90s movie Saving Private Ryan?
Oh, I know. Saving Ryan's Private, who's, I think, Rocco Siffredi.
Wow.
Yeah, great job with that. Steven Spielberg.
Yes. Childish Gambino won 4 Grammys for the 2018 song This Is What?
America.
Yes.
America.
What flavor of liqueur is Aftershock?
Cinnamon.
Yes. In which decade was former President Ronald Reagan born?
Well, the 1910s.
Yes. In which movie did Spider-Man make his first appearance in the MCU?
2005?
No.
2010?
No.
2009?
Nope.
No.
And not listening to the question.
Not listening to the question.
In which movie?
Oh.
Not which year.
Oh, he doesn't know which movie it was anyway.
Spider-Man.
No.
Yeah,
Homecoming. No.
He's not going to get it.
The Avengers.
No.
Sorry, buddy.
Batman.
No.
That's it. Damn it. Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, no.
That's the one.
That'd be a hell of a one right there.
Pretty Woman.
This is pretty interesting. How many movies are you just going to name here?
All of them.
Yeah.
Beer Fest.
Yeah, that's it.
Well,
waiting.
He got it. Congratulations, Steve. Because you tied with Scott.
Oh, Scotty.
Office Space.
Yeah, you, Scotty, are going to get something, and someday we'll tell you what it is, buddy. But
exactly.
Congratulations.
I look forward to that day.
You hang on the line so that we can get your number so that you can be waiting for our call. Yeah.
Keep it up. Which movie did Spider-Man make his first appearance
Mickey
in the MCU?
Mickey knows this.
Oh, I know.
What?
The Incredible Hulk.
No.
Captain America Civil War.
Yes.
See, Vicky knows
Captain
it.
America.
The Winter Soldier.
The Winter Soldier.
He still got it wrong as you just said it.
Nah, but he just likes the way they say that.
The Winter Soldier.
The Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Scott on tying Steve.
Yeah, all you got to do is tie or beat Steve. That's how you get the prize. And I got a show, Steve. Oh, I got a show your wife is going to like. I got a show everybody's going to like. I just don't know if you have this service.
Okay.
It's actually just one episode of a show because it's one of those.
If it's Hulu, no, we don't have it.
Do you have Apple TV Plus?
No.
Oh, dang it.
And I'm not getting it.
Yeah.
Although when the Beastie Boys documentary comes out, I might try and get one of those free trials. So.
Oh, if you do, remember this. And again, I don't know all of it because it's one of those like Twilight Zone-y kind of things where each episode is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do they call that? An anthology? I don't know what they call it. Whatever they call it, each episode's different. But the first episode of Amazing Stories, which Steven Spielberg actually produced this first episode, I'm going to tell you right now, I think this is a notebook level episode. So if you know that any person in your life likes the movie The Notebook.
Why do I want to put myself through that?
Well, because you want to get points with your wife.
I get plenty of points with my wife.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's quarantine. You're looking for something to do.
Trust me.
Looking for
we live together
show.
And everything is good, man.
Did you laugh? See, I actually thought The Notebook was a good story, even though it was totally
yes.
romantic. It was a really good story.
Yeah, I didn't look back going, man, I'm really bummed I wasted an hour and 40 minutes of my life on this. It was actually really well done. But I'm sure it's all not looking for other shows that are like it. Like, I didn't want to see it in the first place. I was reluctantly watched it, and I was fine with it. But I don't want to watch it again.
Yeah, well, that's why there's a new...
I want to watch a show that's like has that same spirit?
Well, again, if you, you know, if you want to find shows you can watch with your spouse that are well done. For me, I like a little bit of sci-fi, even though this, I mean, this has a sci-fi element, but it's really one that doesn't even detract from the story. It's very, very small in the story. And, but it was like, I was thinking of my daughter going, oh my gosh, if she watched this episode, I know she'd be digging it because she likes The Notebook so much. It's very, very well done.
I don't want to watch it. I'll tell her to watch it, though.
All right.
If we ever get that free service.
See, I wish I could watch it with my wife because I feel like it would be a really, really cool episode. Because, you know, I mean, who doesn't like a little romance once in a while in their life?
But yeah. Do you need to watch a romantic show in order to be romantic together?
It's a touching story. You know, it's one of those. It's a really touching story. It's one of those things, too.
Dude, I'm shocked and I'm happy. My wife is hooked on The Dark Side of the Ring with me, the Vice documentary series that they're doing. Have you seen that? Probably not.
No, and I'm probably not going to watch it.
Yeah, because it's heavy.
Yeah.
But it's all about the dark side of wrestling. And so
there's a lot to have on the dark side of wrestling.
Season 2 just started, and the first episode was a two-parter about Chris Benoit, which is obviously a heavy subject. And she was fascinated by it, which I thought was kind of cool. But the new episode that just came out is a mind-blower. It's about New Jack. Rev, you probably remember New Jack. He was an ECW guy.
Yeah, ECW.
Extreme wrestling. This guy's insane. He's just out of his mind. And I think at some point he stopped believing that he was a certain person, just started believing he was the character. And he's like this, a loose... I don't even know how to describe it. At some point, like, he's in a match with a guy, and the guy pissed him off, so he pulled out a sharp object that he had in his pocket and just starts stabbing the guy. And this wasn't agreed upon by the two guys. He got mad at one wrestler because they landed improperly when they came off, like, a high, like, balcony type of a thing or a scaffold, and the guy landed on him and cracked his skull.
Oh.
So he agreed to have a match with the guy again so he could get revenge. Didn't tell the guy. In the match, he tases the dude as they're, like, 20 feet in the air on a scaffold, and then he throws him off the scaffold, intentionally trying to kill him.
Oy.
He wants him to miss the ring totally. Fortunately, the guy doesn't miss the ring. He hits, like, a table, then lands on the ropes, and dislocates his ankle. That's the worst that happened to him. But, like, he legitimately admits. He's like, yeah, I was trying to kill him. I was still mad at him. It's insane.
Wow.
He's a mental case. And it's like, but some people loved him. It's a weird story, but she sat there, and she's like, is this guy for real? I'm like, yeah, he's out of his mind. And he's got all the scars on his head from cutting himself so he could bleed in matches. And But it's not a show that I would expect my wife to enjoy. And she was there just as fascinated about it as I was.
Well, you know, it's Tiger King. You know what I mean? I mean, when you have real crazy people.
She doesn't like Tiger King. She's done with Tiger King.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, that's different than what you just talked about. Tiger King's gone over. It's gone way darker than that in a lot of different ways.
Sounds like Migs. New Jack's forehead looks brutal. I just watched that as well.
All right. So that's
on Vice.
That's on Vice.
And I'm seeing a lot of people talk about it. It was like trending on Twitter, and it's like, I'm not even a fan of wrestling, but this guy is no joke.
Yeah.
And like originally when he started in the world of wrestling, like he started wrestling in like the Deep South, and he's a black dude that he was part of a tag team that was called the Gangstas. And he would cut these promos just like, oh man, it was... He was just getting in the skin under the skin, and then people yelling racist stuff at him. And one guy he attacked, and they're like, why'd you attack him? He's like, he called me the N-word. And they're like, all right, well, I mean, we can't really fight you on that. Like, we get why you were mad, but I mean, did you need to stab him? Like,
what is, see, this is what I don't know what I'm missing. I don't know what's going on with me because I want happy stuff. You know, and what's really,
happy at one point. Like he talks about like cooking spaghetti for somebody. That was a real fun story. Okay,
but I mean, but you know what? There are a lot of people like you that are digging this. I don't know what's in my head. That doesn't do anything for me, but it obviously does something for. And I wish I was a psychologist and know why. Why is it that some people look? People are loving Tiger King, so I mean, I am definitely
the
minority.
I love documentaries about weird stuff,
but these people are horrible in Tiger King. And it's not a really good outlook on humanity. Like, I hear what you talk about with Tiger King and even about this New Jack guy who obviously is mentally disturbed, and I go down a different road. It puts me in such a bad place. Like, it's already sucky right now, and that show would make me feel suckier. But I'm atypical because it seems to be something everybody's actually enjoying. I want to know what that switch is for you guys because I'm not getting it.
I don't know.
I wish I knew.
Knee deep into the mental side of it. I just find it entertaining to like learn about crazy things.
Yeah, it that doesn't.
And I already knew about New Jack, but I didn't know. I wasn't a super obsessive fan of him and ECW when it was all going on. So, like, to hear some of these stories, I'm just like, wow, that is just bonkers. And it's also just fascinating. Like, in one of the guys, you know, they were a tag team that were bad guys in the South. And it was like, yeah, we wanted people to hate us so much that they would, like, be mad at us. And then it was like they were torn because they're, like, they're dropping racist terms at us, which makes us genuinely mad, but also makes us feel good that we know we're doing our job. I'm like, that is such an insane way to look at something. Wow. Like, you don't want people to be racist, but in this weird world that you're in, you know that them saying that means that you're doing the bad guy job so well that you've pissed them off to say such awful things.
Yeah.
That's got to, like, be, like, that's a lot to absorb.
That's not making me happy, but I get that, you know, it's fascinating to you, and therefore that fascination is put you in a good mood.
Well, yeah, a guy playing with a lightsaber doesn't make me happy, but I get it makes you happy.
Yeah, I don't know what it is in my brain. I don't know what it, because I felt like that Notebooks like story that I watched in Amazing Stories, that really put me in a great mood, you know, without spoiling anything. I mean, but again, it's a story. And I guess when you write a story, you get to have the characters, I don't know, be however you want, including be like nice human beings at the end of everything.
So maybe that's what it is. I'm with you, BJ, no desire to watch The Tiger King. It's too heavy right now.
Yeah.
So Tiger King is something you can't look away from. It's like a slow train wreck the whole time. You just watch in disbelief.
And that's what I that doesn't do anything for me. It must be something. Something happened to me as a kid. I don't know what happened that I'm not, because everybody else is like okay with it and I'm not. So I'm going to talk to my therapist about this.
The Tiger King?
Well, just about like what's in my head that makes me want to watch a Notebook like thing and get some happiness out of that, as opposed to like what you guys are getting happiness out of Tiger King. There's no doubt about it. You guys.
I don't know if I'm getting happiness.
But you guys are
happiness.
Talking about it and connecting.
It's interesting.
Yeah. See, for me,
doesn't mean it's making me happy. It's a fascinating show, and it's like that person says a train wreck where I'm like, all right, I'm done with this, and then something massive happens. I'm like, okay, I need to see why that happened.
That's what I'm saying. I can't. The more you tell me about it, the more I don't want to watch it, and the more I think it puts me in a bad mood. I don't know what it. Whatever you can call it, what does it do for you guys that you want to go back for more? Because you guys are going back for more.
Interesting. It's interesting.
It's like why you would watch like Game of Thrones. Like to me, it's that I don't have any interest in Game of Thrones, and that actually puts me in a bad mood watching Game of Thrones.
Or like Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Is there a happy ending to The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
At all?
See, that's what people don't understand. There's something to be culled from that because it's written in a certain way to give you a story and a message
for
and
you.
Even hope. Well, no, I mean, that's what it's designed to do.
There's hope for me, too, in The Tiger King.
Well, yeah,
I'm hopeful in knowing that my friends are not as crazy as these people. Yeah. And I always thought they were crazy.
That's something. Yeah. I mean, just like any sort of, if you will, Shakespearean tragedy, which basically is what all these stories are, whether it be The Walking Dead, whether it be, Game of Thrones, they're all really in some way, shape, or form a Shakespearean tragedy that is designed to teach you something and inspire you. But it's written that way. These reality shows, I just, you know, for me, I go, where is the message that's redeeming? Where's the, you know, and that's what I'm not getting. But you guys, at least, like you said, you get something. I'm not faulting it. I'm faulting myself. I'm missing whatever the majority of the people are getting.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, buddy.
No, dude, this is,
you're actually right.
Well, you don't understand, all, brother. Yeah, you don't like it. That's okay. I mean, I don't know how, like... Cool.
Yeah, that's what fascinates me is how I don't get what everybody else is getting. That's what fascinates me. But I don't have anybody that can tell me why. I want someone to tell me why. My therapist will probably do the trick. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? Could be anything, man. We got your calls. We got your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. As listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is it that you would like to tell us? There's maybe a lot of things on your mind. I don't know. But remember, whenever you get through the phone lines, Steve does have this rule.
Next, show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's listeners on the loose.
Someone texted in just saying you guys were talking about the passing of the dude from the Fountains of Wayne, Adam.
Schlesinger, right?
Yeah, yeah. Schlesinger. Earlier this morning, sadly, 52 years old, died because of complications from the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Someone said, I was wondering what was the most impactful musical passing for you guys. For me, it was due to the best drummer in the world leaving us, and that's Jimmy the Rev Sullivan from Avenged Sevenfold. That's from Justin in Burlington. Ooh, man.
Musically, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like... Kurt Cobain was a big one.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the first of like artists from our generation where you're like, holy smokes, like that is just awful. And then the reason why and all that kind of stuff. It really hit hard in college. But I think really the one that really was hardest was Chris Cornell. That was rough.
Well, recently, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. You're right, Steve. If I look at my recent life, that was tough just because, first of all, the aftermath. Because Chester right after the fact too, and due to
a year later, yeah,
due to him just not being able to really deal well with Chris's passing, and yeah,
and that one it hit me like a ton of bricks. Not when it first happened, because I woke up to a text from one of my buddies, and then I had a panic mode, like trying to figure that out, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh crap, we have to do a show. How do we tackle this? And it was, prepping for the show mode and then doing the show and, trying to keep what we were doing and paying tribute to him and taking calls and finding old audio clips because we were fortunate enough to get to know Chris over the years and have it. So it was like almost like I was in this worker mode throughout the entire day until I got home and decompressed and then really kind of, then it became more personal and became more of like as a fan finding out that one of your favorite artists is no longer here. And that was when it got really tough.
Yeah. I have to agree with you on that. For me, just because, you talk about like somebody that shaped my life, and it was, I forget who went first, if it was Dennis or Carl Wilson. I think it was Dennis Wilson of when some of the Beach Boys started passing away.
Yep.
Dennis and Carl, I think, are now both not with us, and Brian's the only surviving brother. That was tough because that was the music of my life, even though everybody made fun of me. But it turns out now a lot of people love the Beach Boys and realize what they contributed to music. But that was when I remember. It was like, holy crap, because I was like, wow, when the first person that you love passes like that.
Yeah,
definitely currently Chris Cornell. Got to be with you on that, Steve.
So I was 40 years old. Michael Jackson hit me the hardest. A couple people bringing up Wayne Static. His death was difficult for me. I bet that's for someone in the Revs world.
Yeah, that was
Static X.
That was kind of surprising on that end. Super sad, too, just because his girlfriend then passed away a couple of years later. The big one for me, actually, though, was Peter Steele from Type O Negative.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit greedy on my end because I'd always wanted to be able to see them live, and I never had the chance. But
they were awesome live. I was fortunate to see them.
And that's what I've heard. And so just kind of a little bit of, greediness on my side on that, but, selfishness.
Well, I think we all go through that. Like, none of us really have Chris Cornell, we kind of got to know him through work, but for the most part, we're just fans of a certain person. When they leave you, you're like, crap, I don't have a chance to see them again. I don't think it's like anything you should feel bad about.
I feel a lot of people felt that way about Tom Petty. I'll be able to see him. And then, like, bam, just like that, you're like, no, I will not. That's because you just expect him to go so young.
Texter brings up Vinnie Paul. Yeah, that one's tough because Vinnie was such a nice guy. Every time he came and did any of our radio station concerts, he was always, like, so welcoming. It was like, you forgot that he was the drummer of Pantera at one point. What about you, Vicky?
For me, definitely was Chester Bennington because it was really hard, I think, because his music is what helped me through a lot of my, like, lowest points in my life. And to see that, he is now no longer with us because he felt that low was, I think, what really hit hard for me.
That is the tragedy of a lot of these great musicians that, a lot of times they use substances to manage that pain. And somehow, some way, what they do, which helps us manage our pain, apparently just isn't good enough to help them manage their pain. It is the saddest irony of what great musicians do.
Really, Daly got brought up as well. That one, absolutely. Tom Petty passing away broke my heart. Was just texting in. What about you, Danny?
Chester as well.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was just one of those, the same as Vicky. I grew up listening to Linkin Park, and I think that especially, you know, waking up and doing radio kind of the same way of, and hearing that news, it was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was unexpected.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have someone that's an older guy, not that Tom Petty was old, but like it was almost like, okay, it's a bummer.
Makes more sense.
But when you think about someone like Chester Bennington, who has a whole life ahead of him, it was just like, what the hell? This is so much to process.
Well, and also, you know, the circumstances surrounding a passing. If you live a life and you're old and you pass away due to maybe, you know, because maybe you smoked too much, partied too much, whatever. But, you know, Chester's circumstances, Chris's circumstances, that makes it even more tragic.
Very unexpected.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very, very unexpected. So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
This is great. Someone said, people are surprised. Earlier, we were talking about things that you're surprised about. People are surprised about you. And this person says, people are surprised to find out that my cousin was the lead singer for 90s boy band Color Me Bad.
Really?
It's embarrassing how he acts, so I never tell people anymore. I didn't know that. That's bad that he makes an embarrassment of the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was their song? Was it, I wanna sex you up.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I know.
That's all you need to know, buddy.
But wow. They were monsters popular at one point. They were huge.
And now this person goes wherever they go, and do you think he's still got friends? Go, do you know who this guy is?
Yes.
That kind of, because that's the worst.
Well, dude, I think he's probably that guy. He says the guy is embarrassing how he acts. So I would imagine maybe he's pulling the, don't you know who I am?
Oh, you can't do that.
With two D's.
Oh, you can't do that. That sucks.
Did he say he was the lead singer?
Yes.
Wow, because 2 years ago, he actually got arrested for attacking a bandmate on stage.
There you go.
No.
Yeah. Man,
he's got that LSD, lead singer's disease. That's what he's got.
Wow, yeah. Apparently, Color Me Bad and Belle Biv DeVoe are teaming up for a concert, or they did at some point this year.
So it already happened, or we don't. I mean,
yeah, it happened earlier this year.
Oh, cool!
I'm glad that they were able to get it out before all the craziness that's happened.
Because you know he needed him. He was telling everybody who he was. Now he gets to show them again who he was.
Now we laugh, but apparently, Color Me Bad sold more than 12 million copies of their record worldwide.
Bad.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So I got to imagine he's doing okay financially.
You would hope.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've talked about it before. Bands don't always see all that money.
That's a good point.
And if you're getting a lot
of like money, a third of it.
Hopefully he wasn't stupid. Because, again, you know, he's probably a young guy. And you know how you can blow through money. Especially if Steve got all that money as a young guy.
Oh, dude. I would be one of those stories on Behind the Music. Unless somebody swooped in and just like grabbed, like my family just said, we're taking the money. You have no choice but to let us handle it. I'd be screwed.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know what happened with Sarah's talent show. I don't know if it said, how did Sarah do?
Did we
recap, but did we do a recap around this time?
I don't know.
This is when we first learned about it.
Oh, yeah. Come on in, Sarah. You can give everybody a little bit of an update of your talent show that I had to record this because Jay Rubs was playing the recorder. Sarah was doing the song, and she wanted me to she needed someone to record it, so I was stuck down there with this lovely performance.
So you and all your friends decided to have a talent show on Zoom?
We did, yes.
And you did not do well.
I didn't even place top three. Wah, wah.
And there was only like what, seven of you?
There was eight.
Oh, okay.
And I got fourth, so yeah, I was close.
A little disappointed. I thought my daughter would do better.
Is there any chance of another talent show happening?
Dude, my friends are so extra. They want a theme every week. So next week it's going to be a lip sync battle.
Yep.
The week
are
after.
You in?
I'm in.
Okay, because yesterday you sounded like you weren't in.
I mean, I don't know if I really want to be in, but I feel like. I feel like this is good to keep us bonding and keep us distracted. So, you know, I'll do it. But I don't know what song I'm going to do yet. But, dude, my friend made a whole Facebook event for it. She's like wigs and makeup. And she watches
she has a lot of free time.
She has too much free time. Yeah. She watches a lot of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Ooh, lip sync for your life.
Yes, that was in the event, actually. Mm-hmm. So I've never even seen the show. But I'm already like, she's going to win. She's already planning her whole thing.
Who are the judges of this?
We pick someone every week. So it's like one of our friends doesn't participate. And
they get to judge. Okay.
I wish I volunteered for that part. But
do you know who
I
the friend is? Because then just find out what song they like and then just cater to the judge.
I do. And I'm starting to realize I don't really know that much about my friends. Because I'm like, what does she even listen to?
Well, here's your chance to learn.
I know. I know.
You've been friends with them how long and you don't even know like the music they like? That's nuts.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah. You're so if anyone has any suggestions, please let me know.
Yeah.
Or want to come. Oh, you can't even do my makeup and hair. I have to do it myself.
Don't color me bad.
Okay.
I want to sex you up.
I want to sex you up.
Boom.
Bam. Got good. It. Thank you, Rex.
Thanks, Steve. Great.
You know, for probably the right price, we could get the lead singer to come and do it with you, as long as you guys are cool with letting him in the house.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the problem.
Because according to the texture, he says, no, he does not have the money, and he was stealing from my grandma.
Ooh.
Huh?
The guy.
The cousin.
Allegedly.
Oh, the cousin. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Sounds like a great guy.
Yeah, 12 million copies sold.
Yeah.
Maybe he's on Cameo.
Wow, 12 million copies sold, and then you get these allegations out there about grandma stealing. That's not good.
All right. What? Oh, I got $1 million idea.
Oh, whoa.
But we need celebrities to be in on it. Instead of Cameo, we could call it like Zoomio. And for a right price, a celebrity will jump in on your Zoom conversation.
Yeah.
Actually, that's so cool.
It's a great idea.
Somebody make it happen and give me the money.
Not kind of how life works.
Well, look, man, after Boober, I need to now like make it clear that I want some cash out of these things.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
By the way, the lead singer of Color Me Bad is on Cameo.
Yes!
Can we get him to say sorry, Grandma, about the money?
Oh, the right price? Wow.
You want to know what the price is?
Yes.
$10.
$10 for him. Well, he's got to gam that cash back.
Oh, man, we can have a lot of fun with this guy for $10.
Okay. All right, let's do it. All right, he probably will come do your Zoom lip sync competition for that much.
Probably for 15, you could get him to hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd chill with us.
That's what you do, Sarah. You don't even do it. You go, all right, here's my special guest. He's going to lip sync for me.
That'd
the guy
so
from Color Me Bad. I don't even know his name, but he's on Cameo.
That's right.
Brian Abrams?
Yep. Yeah, okay, good. I had no idea who that was. That's a trivia question I wouldn't get.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's bigger now.
Well, yeah, wow. Hey, between that and Governor Cuomo's nipples, Steve, really? Do we have to be that way about it?
You're right, though.
I'm not trying to make fun of him about it. You guys are the ones that laughed. That's on you.
Yeah, that's...
I'm just pointing out the obvious.
Yeah, he's gone down the road of Vince Neil a little bit, even more.
He's very filled out.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
He's fluffy.
All right. Well,
he's available for $10.
Yeah, there's a lot of adjectives right there. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls and texts at 935 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Richard and Fetty Way, you are on The Rock.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning, Richard. Welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
So, I'm known for going to a lot of concerts, and I've got 15 this summer, and I am, like, worried that any of them are going to happen.
Which is the one that you're most pumped about going to, or hoping to go to?
Well, the two that pop in my head the most.
Hello?
Hey,
we
guys,
lost you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Again, what are the two that pop in your head the most?
Journey.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And then also Def Leppard, Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Joan Jett.
Here's the problem with all this as well. I mean, some of those bands you mentioned, they may not want to travel. That is, even if things do slow down a little bit, you know, the older ones are still going to be the ones considered more susceptible in the strain of traveling and all
think
that.
About that. Yeah,
you know, you're right, Richard. I can see why you'd be concerned, even if it's okay for average people to go out and do stuff again. By the
Tommy
time
Lee, is he even capable of not touching things?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that sucks, man. That's your whole way of life. And if you're the kind of person that looks forward to things, that helps you get through your day, get through the work week, this is tough for people as you just go, I don't know when there's anything I can look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one, especially if concerts are your life, Richard. That's a good point. I get it. I got my stuff that I'm looking forward to, different gatherings that I'm like, will this happen?
I know, it's funny because for a while I was like, oh yeah, it's happening in June. Everything's going to be fine by then. I don't have to worry. Now it's like, I'm like, oh man.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully like that show in September is going to still be going on. That, you know?
Yeah, the president said he hoped by June 1st we'd start getting back to normal. And yet, I mean, honestly, wow. You see some of these projections. I mean, see, because I'm looking at the numbers that they're saying, you know, and again, you can't tell whether or not one person says, if we do everything right, we'll be good. Other person says, no, even if we do everything right, these numbers will be astronomically insane.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, I'm seeing how things are now. I'm like, well, if those numbers are going to get to that height, I mean, that means we got at least more time than they're saying in order to, you know, do what we're doing.
Well, and in lieu of that, someone texted in asking, can we please replay that audio of Samuel L. Jackson telling everybody to stay inside? I feel like this is something that needs to get to be played every hour on all radio stations.
Yeah, if they're talking to the hundreds of thousands of people that we could lose to this, then you know you better listen to Sam.
The Rona is spreading. This is no joke. It's no time to work or roam. The way you can fight it is simple, my friends. Just stay the at home. Now, technically, I'm not a doctor. But my listen when I read a poem. So here I am, Sam Jackson, imploring you. Keep your ass at home. If you want things to get back to normal, don't panic. Just use your dome. Wash your hands, stop touching your face, and stay the f*** at home. Motherfucker, it's no time to gamble. Look around, you're not at a casino. Just stay the f*** home as if your name was Trenton Quarantino. Sure, you can still see your friends. Use the motherfucking app on your phone. But unless you just ran out of groceries, please. Stay the f*** at home. Thank you for doing your part to flatten the curve. Because that f*** is steep. And now that you're home, please feel free to go the f*** to sleep. Ben.
Thank you. Jimmy liked that, at least.
Well, I mean, that's all here. Audience of one.
Yeah, the audience of one. And there's new things they put out. I don't know if you saw that now. They're saying when you go to the store, try to get 2 weeks worth of stuff. So don't get mad at somebody if they look like they're stocking up, because now that's the latest I've heard, is you really don't want to go to the store more than every 2 weeks if you can help it.
Yeah, unless you're exposed to people, the better, I would say.
So, but you know, people sometimes shame you if it looks like you're stocking up. And so, you know, it's like, well, no.
There's a difference of having a 2 week supply of something and having a year supply of wet wipes.
Very, very true.
Yeah.
But I was only just buying, like, okay, what will I need for the week?
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, oh gosh, I hope if I, you know, granted, I'm not going in, I'm sending Sarah anyway. But, you know, so they'll have to deal with all that.
Yeah. Good luck, Sarah.
Yeah.
Have fun with that. Try finding spam, as we learned.
Yeah. Spam is out. And
Costco and Puyallup, no spam.
Look, I'm not going to spam shame anybody, but that is the one thing I don't care if we're out of or not.
Well, the more we talked about it, the more I started craving it.
Yeah, not me. I had it so much growing up. It was one of my father's favorite foods, and it was in our house all the time, and I'm done with spam.
Is your mind, or just, do you feel like something, like your mind is playing tricks on you because of this whole isolation thing?
Oh, yeah.
Like, at times, like, all morning long, all I've smelt is dicks.
And Pardon me?
Dicks. This whole morning, I can't get the scent of dicks out of my nose.
Okay, I'm not. You need to clarify.
Like the burgers, the French fries.
Oh, okay, because I really wash. I'm just saying, I wanted to make sure that...
No, dude, there was at one moment, I'm like, somebody brought some dicks in. I need to go check the kitchen. Like, I smell dicks everywhere. And it's getting to be...
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think it's that I'm just so, like, I'm craving...
Yeah, I haven't... Did anybody else smell any
Dickie, do you smell...
Deluxe is hanging around?
Dickie. That's how crazy
it is. Hey, Dickie, how are you?
That's all I got on my mind.
I have not smelt anything, and I have a pretty good nose, and you can't smell at all, so this is crazy.
Yeah, that is weird, dude. She's right. You have no sense of smell.
Because, I mean, of all the scents to have in life, I mean, I'm okay with that. I'd rather that than, like, the scent of B.O.,
I agree, except I want, you know, I would be so sad if I could smell like a Dick's Deluxe and couldn't have it.
That welcome to my world this morning.
Oh,
I've been hungry all morning, and all I want is like some of their French fries, some Dick's, and maybe even a strawberry shake while we're at it.
Yeah, get that shake.
Okay, well now you really are.
I don't smell the strawberry shake, but I just want it.
Yeah, what the hell, you know? I mean, if you're going to fulfill my olfactory fantasies, I'll bring the shake too. Why not?
So how has it messed with your guys' mind?
Wow, geez. I mean,
like, have you like the craving things that you're not used to?
No, the way it messes with my mind is I catastrophize everything. Okay. I mean, that's what happens to me is I really have to breathe. I go down to the road of like, I'm going to have no money. I'm going to have no job. I mean, that's how my mind messes with me.
Yeah, I think a lot of people could relate to that.
Dude, but I am putting my blood pressure up. My blood pressure is the highest that it's been in a long time. I just messaged my doctor going, dude, do I have to take more meds? Like, because I can't believe I'm this insane. And I breathe, I meditate, and yet I woke up this morning. This is after sleeping. You figure after sleeping, your body's the most relaxed it can be. Mm-hmm. I woke up, immediately took my blood pressure, and it's like way beyond where it normally is. And I'm like, I can't even sleep without being out of my mind. So that's what my mind's doing to me. I wish I would just smell dicks.
A bag of dicks would probably help it.
Oh, God, would it help it. Oh, yeah.
I started craving coffee yesterday for some random reason. Just like at like 7 o'clock at night, I was like, I just want some iced coffee with some cream and some sugar, and that would make me the happiest I've ever been. And it literally did. Like, I made it, and I was so happy that I had coffee.
Dude, you're not alone. My wife is like a crackhead now with coffee. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, we have one of those Nespresso machines because she says you can make coffee at home. But then, like, she's like, I just need to go. I think it's because it's just a reason to leave the house. I'm going to go to Starbucks to get some coffee, or can swing by Bigfoot Java and get some coffee. Like, she just wants coffee all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you want it's normalcy. You know, that's the other thing is like, you know, I mean, you're used to being able to. I mean, look, there's Starbucks everywhere. You can go get coffee anywhere. And now they're not everywhere. You really like, you know, the one in our building is closed. That makes sense to me.
Or maybe she's like leaning into something hard that like she knows she likes. And so she just wants to keep.
That's good too.
Chasing that coffee dragon. Chase so I get what dragon. You're going through, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the problem with me though, is that coffee also intensifies me and then also intensifies my friggin' thoughts.
Oh, see, I fell asleep right after I drank.
You fell asleep after coffee?
It made me so you don't understand. Like you made me so happy, or like it made me so happy that I just was able to just kind of like
that's amazing.
That was amazing and I fell asleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so, I could never drink coffee that late.
Someone thinks I'm having a stroke because all I'm smelling is dicks. They say it just does not smell like toast. I didn't know that the scent of dicks means you're having a stroke.
Well, I know that I thought it was toast too, but you know, I guess, you know, if you get the scent of dicks, that's what happens.
So it's a damn you, Steve. Now I want dicks. I'm stopping in Des Moines on the way home. Because there's the one in Kent. There's a new one there. A newish.
Well, and they're already ready to give you takeout, most of them. I mean, you can't do the sit-down one in Queen Anne, but obviously, but...
And you notice, like, there's, like, I know I went to Petco to get some dog food for Lulu, and they already have, like, little things on the floor that say, this is 6 feet away from that person in front of you.
Like, oh, when you're in line?
Doing whatever they can to keep you as far away from everyone.
Yeah.
Anybody else just feel like they're getting dumber?
Oh, wow. I don't know how much lower I can get. I think I've already plateaued.
You know what?
In stupidity.
You actually beat us all to that punch, sir. Good on you.
Like, you know, like when the power goes out, you're like, well, the power's out. I guess I'll just watch TV. No. Well, I guess I'll make some popcorn. Oh, wait, no. That's exactly what it's like. It's like, hey, I'm going to just go to the bar. I can do trivia. No, I can't. Or maybe I'll go to this restaurant. No, I can't. I'll call and hang out with my friend. No. So
you still have those moments where you haven't figured out that you can't do any of that.
Like it clicks. Like I'll just like, what can I do right now? And my go-tos are not available.
Yeah, I'm not imagining dicks though. I'm not smelling dicks at all. That's I feel like you're getting the best of it all, Steve.
Well, I mean, the best would be that there would be some dicks right here for me to enjoy.
Yeah. I agree with that.
It's actually torture.
I don't know if it would be better or not to have what you have. That's a good question. I mean, because it is torture if you can't have it.
Yeah.
But
we can agree that they're all bad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody want to know, with all these live shows from celebrities that are on for us to watch on like social media, Facebook, Instagram, wherever it may be, what's been your favorite to see so far? They said locally, Kyle Court Daily for me.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Kyle's been doing a great job.
Shout out to Kyle Court, and it's KYYLE, two Ys and Kyle. And he's performing every day at 3 o'clock. He just has his piano, keyboard, guitar, and he does Facebook Live and just performs. And he has a sign up for people that could like send up PayPal tips.
Yeah.
Which is a really cool idea. So he's giving entertainment every day for people. And all he's asking for is maybe you could float him a couple of bucks.
Which is so important for musicians, because where can they perform right now?
Nowhere.
And the fact that he's got this time on his hands and he can, and that is a really cool thing that Kyle's doing.
He takes requests. It's really cool.
He dedicated a song to me. It was great.
Nice.
Oh. It was a pop punk band called Mest. And he dedicated it to me during a set. And then I recorded one on my acoustic guitar and sent it to him and posted it on his wall. And so we've been going back and forth.
I've been enjoying a lot of local musicians. Wyatt Only, Glenn Cannon. A lot of guys are just jumping up on Facebook Live and just performing. Even if they only have like 30 minutes to give you, it's like something different, and it's better than watching some of the stuff that's on TV all the time. It's like, it's kind of cool to be able
even
to...
Even better than Tiger King?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. For a minute there, I thought you were going a little crazy.
But if you pay enough money, Wyatt will put tiger stripes on him and roar at the camera in between songs.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like, yeah, right. $20.
He'll probably bring you a bag of dicks, too.
Yeah. Wyatt has brought us a bag of dicks before on the podcast.
Is there any truth to the fact that Wyatt actually fed his drummer to tigers, but covered up the crime?
It was Carol Baskin. She did it.
Oh, that's what it was.
Not Carol Baskin.
Okay.
They said they also watched the Miley Cyrus show, and I guess there's one called Coffee with Kaley Cuoco from
Marty Helm. That seems like that would be fun to watch. Coffee with Penny? I think that would be cool.
Yes.
Wow.
I like the Krasinski show.
That's my favorite so far.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
If he does another one, I will get it. He's a Bostonian, so I feel like there's a little bit of home. Every once in a while, he lets the accent slip out for fun. And so I like watching that.
There's a Coffee in Quarantine with Kaley and Brianna Cuoco.
Who's Brianna?
I don't imagine her sister.
Maybe so.
And then she's in pajamas in her house.
Oh, there we go. Oh.
And some other person in the corner, I assume, is Brianna.
Oh, okay. All right, Kaley. You know what? I mean, I'm sure she'd probably put on a little makeup, or maybe she's using the Zoom filter. I don't know, but you know what?
Zoom filter.
Whatever. Kaley, I'm liking that show, is all I'm going to say.
Well, it's kind of cool because you get a little peek inside their own little world.
Yeah. Oh, good for her, man.
Good for her.
Good for all of these
people.
Now
she's eating a bag of dicks? Forget it. I'd subscribe to her page in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Imagine eating
a bag of dick. Okay. All right, here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle? Stop it. Getting hungry over here. What do Ryan Castle and Frosted Flakes have in common? You're going to find out at 9:53 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Frosted Flakes have in common?
Corny and a flake.
Yes!
Yeah, I keep waiting for you to show up, man. You keep bailing on it.
There are rules against that sort of thing right now. Believe me, Steve, when I tell you, I miss you all very much, most of you.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. I'm going to be in that. Hopefully I'm in that camp. Probably not, though, but I still
you're in one of them, that's for sure.
Thanks, pal.
Somebody said that. Ryan Castle and Frosted Flakes, they're both great.
Oh, thanks.
I like that.
Yeah. And they have little nutritional value.
Strange white powder coating.
Well, Kellogg's has just announced a new product called Jumbo Snacks, just in time for your quarantine. Basically, what they did is they took four of their most popular cereals and made larger versions of the cereal pieces, put them in little single-serving bags so you can eat them like you'd eat chips or popcorn, no milk required. So you can get Jumbo Fruit Loops, Jumbo Frosted Flakes, Jumbo Apple Jacks, and Jumbo Corn Pops.
Why can't you just keep them the same size and just eat them without the cereal, without the milk?
That's kind of what I do anyway.
Right. Yeah, I guess that's I think that's where they got this idea. Said, we'll make them a little bigger. And it's like, next month. We got to wait till next month?
Well, I mean, thanks, Corona.
Yeah, really. Well, we don't have to wait
I'll
till next
month. I'll be here.
Yeah. Ryan Castle doesn't make you wait for a 12-pack. He's got that up next.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
So it's the bacon spam. It's delicious fried up. It tastes exactly like bacon. And if actual bacon becomes scarce, it's an excellent substitute.
Scarce? I hope my stuff don't become scarce.
You guys know my brain is socially distancing itself from my mouth. Cut me some slack.
I'm going to cut you some slark.
Cut me some slark. Damn you, texter. Stop using words I can't pronounce properly.
Yeah, it's
you
scarce,
know by
I'll
now.
Tell you.
Yeah, it's the texter's fault.
It's the texter's fault.
Damn, texter's scarce with your English is what you is.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. one of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.